Hello, hello, my kiddos. You know who it is. This is your friend, Dovi D, your former media broadcaster and aventurer in podcasting. And I have a special guest that you guys already know, but we're going to just... This show is about to start right now.
Dovi?
Yes, hi, LaShawn. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
All right.
How are you? Are you
ready? All right, quiet on the set.
I'm ready.
We going in 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, Dovi D. It's Craig here from The Whistler. Just want to say hello.
Dovi, I thank you so much for trusting me and for having so much passion.
Dovi D, what is good, girl? I just want to thank you so much for the shout out, no doubt. I appreciate you because you're great.
Hey, Dovi D. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us some love. That was awesome.
On which one? Shame or Please Don't Date Me?
Please don't date me. I'm curious.
Oh my goodness. I chose...
Positive vibes here. Congratulations with everything that you're doing. Just keep doing your thing. Keep being you. I love it.
It's mind-boggling in a sense because, yeah, that's just the power of technology.
Hello, hello. Hi, kiddos. This is Dovi D, your friend. A former media corporate in broadcasting and an entrepreneur venturing in podcasting. How are you? How are you? Welcome, welcome. The show is about to start right now. Hello, hello, everyone. This is Tanika Drake from God's Gift Through His Word, and you are tuned in to the Dovi D Show. I am over here to just extend an invitation to all those that might want to participate in the SoCal Podcast Explosion 2020 creation. That means volunteers, vendors, speakers, and so much more. If you would like to help and you're interested, please let me know. Of course, you know, each and every time we're going to be doing this, I will let you know when it gets closer where the venue will be, the time, and the date. So keep listening, because Dovi D will have exclusives when I come and drop it over. So I hope you guys are going to be blessed, motivated, and inspired. Please also reach out to Dovi D if you're interested in participating. I will talk to you guys later. Have a blessed one, and I can't wait. SoCal Podcast Explosion 2020. All right, my kiddos. This is the Dovi D Show. We are back, and here is my amazing guest that you guys, she's a family of the show already. Say your name.
My name is Angela, also known as Skid Row Sister.
You see, she is back, and she's back with really, really great news. It's just so many projects that are coming up with her right now. And we're going to talk about it. So stick around. We have a word of our sponsors, and we're going to be back.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is Tanika Drake from God's Gift Through His Word, and you are tuned in to the Dovi D Show. I am over here to just extend an invitation to all those that might want to participate in the SoCal Podcast Explosion 2020 creation. That means volunteers, vendors, speakers, and so much more. If you would like to help and you're interested, please let me know. Of course, you know, each and every time we're going to be doing this, I will let you know when it gets closer where the venue will be, the time, and the date. So keep listening, because Dovi D will have exclusives when I come and drop it over. So I hope you guys are going to be blessed, motivated, and inspired. Please also reach out to Dovi D if you're interested in participating. I will talk to you guys later. Have a blessed one, and I can't wait. SoCal Podcast Explosion 2020.
Hello, hello, my kiddos. We are back with our friend Angela. So we're going to really go straight to the point. Angela,
Yes. Angela, you can tell me about your experience working with Justin Bieber and Quavo.
They were amazing human beings first. They really enjoyed my art. Quavo gave the most heartfelt, sincere hug. He just held me. We just kept hugging. And he was really, really amazing. That was before they gave me the gift of studio time so that I can forward my art or move forward.
Your poetry.
My poetry, my art, my spirit, everything that I am that I bring to the microphone.
So obviously you guys need to check out, there's a couple of clips on her Instagram account, which I already put the link on this podcast. Check it out, tab on the video, so you can see there's a piece specially recorded and featured Angela. You need to check it out. It's on YouTube. I'll put the link on this podcast so you can check it out. There's a long version, there's a short version, and Angela was part of the women that were featured. There were three women that were featured in this video about the cause of homeless. You know what? I'm going to stop talking because, Angela, you're the ambassador of this information. So, speak up.
Well, Justin Bieber has been off the scene for 4 years. So, he wanted to come back and he wanted to do a tribute to women's stories because he is the product or the child of a single mother household. He felt like he should say thank you and he should help women who are in the struggle by coming by and featuring us and giving us a voice, giving us an audience. So it was amazing. He came through Alexandria House. It was a whirlwind. It was amazing. All of the children, all of the current residents, the past residents, the neighborhood, everybody was here and everybody was buzzing about this new music video. It's called Intentions. It has gone viral. That is amazing that my voice can be heard again and again with the words that the universe trusted through my mouth. I am so grateful for the way that things are going. A lot of doors have opened up for me. And I think that people now look at their day-to-day a different way. Because your intentions are what is behind all that other karma that people talk about.
But you know what? Angela is being very humble and she's keeping it quiet because this is a story. Angela, tell them how long your artistic nurturing, how long has it taken for you to build up to this point? Tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. Because this is not a, like they say, you know, it's an overnight success. Tell them the truth, Angela.
There were many nights.
It's been an amazing.
Leading up to this. It's been an amazing journey. I traveled here from Youngstown, Ohio in 2000. I left June 21st. I drove from Youngstown to Los Angeles. It took me 7 days. I got here on the 28th. And that is where my wake up was. That is when I became in touch with my art. I found myself on Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles. When I arrived there, I was not paralyzed by fear because that's what should happen when you arrive on Skid Row. I was inspired. I started getting words. Like I've said many times, this is where poetry met me, on Skid Row. I got these words that turned into my signature piece, Skid Row Sister, which then turned into, it went into the book when I arrived in Alexandria House with my children. Miss Judy, who was the founding director, said, Angela, we're doing a book. We're doing a book. You want to put something in the book? I said, okay. So I put Skid Row Sister in the Alexandria House, A Home Between Homes book. That built an audience that led up to a one-woman show, which was on my birthday, February 16th, 2019. It was successful. It was amazing. There was an outpouring of love and support. And now I am working on doing an extended version of Project 216.
Well, let me break it down for you guys. This is a very... Like you said, it's 20 years in the making, which has been flourishing right now. It obviously was a big kickoff for her having her theatrical debut last year. And that really, and now with this also contribution amazingly by Justin Bieber and Quavo and featuring her in their video Intentions, it has solidified her purpose. You know, more than ever for the social, you know, causes that she really wants to really go ahead with.
I am grateful.
The platform, this is just now the beginning out of what has taken her 20 years to put together.
Absolutely.
And Angela has coming up a docuseries. She wants a YouTube channel. She has a reality show in the works. She has a book coming up.
Absolutely.
And another presentation again on another soon to be announced theatrical presentation. Because guess what? A lot of people complain. But you know why they complain? They complain because they say that the show was too short.
That was the complaint.
Can you imagine? Complaint. It was so good that they say, you know what? No. I wanted to sit there for at least 2 hours to just hear you sing and just tell us all these wonderful, amazing words.
That is so kind.
And we had really a good set of musicians, but this one, as I said, we're going large and bigger.
We have to. I need jazz musicians.
Yes, sirree.
I absolutely need a pianist, a bass guitarist, and I can just start with that. If I could just have somebody tickling the ivories for me, then that would do a lot, and we'll grow it from there.
You know, there's just a lot of things going on. I just want to just help her contribute in the sense of, you know, not only having her in my podcast as a platform, just to show you guys that if you're working on something, it takes time.
That's right.
It really takes time. Sometimes we not see it right now. We get frustrated. Mm-hmm. We want to sometimes give up, let Absolutely. It go. But the hurdles.
If I gave up, I'm not in this video that's going viral. If I let the worst times get the best of me, you know, we can't. No. Mm-mm. So I'm grateful. There were a lot of tears. There was a lot of encouragement, a lot of therapy sessions, a lot. I mean, Alexandria House wrapped their arms around me and never let go. And because of that, they encouraged me to do your art. You are an artist. Do your art. And so I did. And miracles have been happening ever since. I'm really, really grateful. I'm truly grateful that they came, Justin and Quavo, to shine a brighter light. I need people that have resources, empty nesters that have real estate just sitting. I need those places to fill them with women just like me. There's talent in the tent, I promise you.
Well, better said than I said. She's the ambassador. She said, I'm quoting her. She's like, I'm the face of homelessness, but she's trying to say it's a cause that needs to Absolutely. Be talking about, and
yeah,
people are noticing it, but it's more obvious, you know.
So much more.
We heard about not only these kids that are growing out of the foster system.
Girl.
And
here we go.
We have college students that are homeless. It's like, and you know, we can go through topics about it, and you know, everybody knows about LA that it is a crisis, the housing, and who better can we have to profess the cause.
Exactly.
It's with pain, but it's with awareness. Through poetry, absolutely, to music, through art.
Well, the thing about all of this, when I was interviewing with Fox 11 News, when they came, they were talking to me, asking me about Justin and how everything was. And that's all fine and that's all good. And I really appreciate that. But then he said, so you came through Alexandria House? Yes, I'm a past resident of Alexandria House. Okay, well, where are you currently living? I said, I'm homeless. He said, wait a minute, what? Wait, what? I said, I am currently homeless. Like right now, on this podcast, whenever she gets it up and running, I am homeless currently. He said, how? Einstein. He says, wait a minute, hold on. So you're a homeless woman talking about homelessness and homeless issues? Yeah, I'm really that. This is no joke. This is not for pretend. They came to a homeless shelter where I am a past resident, and they are currently helping me out in terms of me not being on the street or sleeping in my car. Like right now, the whole reason I'm not going outside to my car house is because of Alexandria House. We need help. There are more people just like this place, and we need to get you over here so that we can get it on and popping. I want the past residence division to make some noise.
Yeah. Yes, you may, when you check out the video, they started a fund with $200,000, but still, money is needed, guys.
Absolutely.
And I will put the link for Alexander House. I will put the link for the video, please. And I will put the link also for Fox 11, so you guys can check it out.
Absolutely. Please do. Thank you so much, Jovi. I appreciate your
you are family, microphone. So you can come back anytime. Well, as I said, you guys, she has a lot of things on the pipeline, so we are going to continue.
Hearing, yeah, you'll be hearing from me on repeat. That's just, let's go put it that way. We're going to put it that way.
All right, my kiddos. I'll give you my thoughts. Bye. See you in a little break. Bye.
Hello, hello. Yes, this is your friend, Joey D. And this is a very special recording that I had with a friend of you guys. It's a really nice surprise. I just wanted to do a little intro so you guys can enjoy the show. What are your thoughts, your comments? You can send them to me at Joey D on IG. I will put YOVY_D. On Instagram. You can send me your DMs over there. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Everybody say, okay, I like the Jovi D show, so where can I find you? You can find me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. I'm also on Twitter. And I also am on YouTube. But stop by and say hi. And of course, we have the Anchor app where you can leave us a message. Leave me a message with your wonderful, amazing voice, because I know it is. And I'll get back to you. Ciao, ciao, kiddos.
Hey, I wanted to add one more thing. I'm on TikTok. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm going to put the link. And see you on the other side. Ciao, ciao.